Earlier this month, Quebec Social Services Minister Lionel Carman tabled Bill 103. The proposed legislation would keep safe consumption sites 150 meters away from schools and daycares. Organizations will have 4 years to comply. The government says the bill is a necessary measure to promote cohabitation and reduce community blowback to these essential resources. But community sector groups say the measures would harm drug users and place an undue burden on the resources that help keep them safe. Joining us to discuss is Olivier Gauvin. He's the general coordinator of TOMS, the Montreal Roundtable for the Fight Against AIDS. They're one of the groups speaking out against the proposed bill. Olivier, thanks so much for coming on CKUT.
Well, thanks for having us.
So why is TOMS speaking out against this bill?
Well, it's not just us. So it's TOMS, but we also tabled a brief with our colleagues from RIOCHEM and RAPSIM. So the three of us are associations of organizations in Montreal. We all work to defend what is known as autonomous community action. So the reason we are speaking out on Bill 103 is it's going to put communities at risk, right? So the way the bill is drafted right now is that, as you said, the main gist is about safe consumption sites. So the fact that they're going to be kept 150 meters from any institution which offers services to kids is one part of it, but it's not the only part of it, right? The another part of this legislation is going to put more administrative tasks on top of every organization's full plate already. And also it's going to restrain what resources that provides services to unhoused people can do. So it's really a gigantic bill for a lot that's going to touch a lot of people. And the way it's drafted right now is very unclear, and we don't know what the ramifications will be.
I'd like to hear more about that, because we'll get into the proximity to schools and daycares, early childcare establishments. But you're saying, OK, this is not all that there is to the bill. This is what's captured the public attention. But there's more at stake in just even the internal workings of these organizations. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so the way community organizations or autonomous community organizations are operate in Quebec, right, is that we have a set of core principles that make up our movement. One of these principles is that we are autonomous. We're free to determine our mission, we're free to determine our approach, and we're free to determine how we put services into place. The ways we do this is by talking to our community. Community organizations, it's a bunch of people coming together, talking about a problem that they have, a need that they have, and deciding to act upon it. The ways that this draft would impact us is that it takes part of this autonomy away. It says, well, the government knows better where to put the resources, when actually it's the people who know where to put the resources and what we need to be in those resources, right?
Well, so you're saying that, okay, by mandating that there are certain restrictions or requirements about where you have to go and put a safe consumption site, this is going against the evidence that's being used to make the decision, the democratic process. But from the government side, they're saying, well, listen, we're just responding to another part of the community, right? The example that they've used, they say that this is a response to the controversy over the Maison Benoît-Labre in Saint-Henri, where there's a day shelter and supervised consumption site that's really been the focus of a lot of neighborhood anger because of the proximity to a primary school. And they just say, well, the solution is to have whoever enters the area last leave, in this case, the Maison Benoît-Labre. What would you say to, you know, the parents who would also say, you know, we're community members, the government should listen to us too?
Of course. Well, you said the one that was there last should leave. That's not exactly what the bill says. The bill says that if a new community organization wants to come in and open a safe consumption site, for example, yes, of course, if there's a daycare or something in the neighborhood, then they won't be able to come in. But the bill might also force community organizations who are there or have been established in their neighborhoods for decades, for some of them, to move because something else has come up. Or new people said, well, we don't want this resource here, right? But the thing is, we need to think not in terms of pitting people's needs against one another, we need to think about the consequences of not having these resources in our communities. Because one of the things we hear often is, well, what about extra needles? What about consumption materials? Things that people use to take drugs, right? Well, if there's no safe consumption site, there's no drop-off point in that neighborhood for that material to be picked at. So people can't just leave, can't just go in and leave their materials in there. People need to like go to a pharmacy, go somewhere else where they can pick it up, give it to a student, to a person working for a community organization who does work in the street or stuff like that. But sometimes in neighborhoods where there's no resources, you can find needles, right? And that's the thing that people are mostly worried about. But what we say is, if there's resources to pick them up, then you'll find less of them, not more.
Do you have any examples? You I know, are part of a larger association of community organizations, but an example of one of the groups in Montreal that's going to be affected by this bill. You know, you said that this is going to be putting an undue burden administratively on organizations, that this is going to be affecting their democratic process. When you say that, you know, what kind of case, what kind of group are you thinking about? Give us an example here.
Well, yeah, so you did say rightly that community organizations would have 4 years to comply with the new bill. That's for existing community organizations that already operate a safe consumption site, right? But if you if in a community org that's been there for decades, works in the harm reduction field, wants to open a safe consumption site because the it's true that right now we only have a few of them, so of course they're going to be more popular, but if there's a new one coming in, or if they want to open a new one, then they're going to have to comply with a new set of regulations that is at the same time you're going to have to comply with everything that the federal government asked, because everything about safe consumption sites is a federal exemption. But then you're also going to have to comply with a new set of provincial regulations. And the thing with this bill is that the minister is going to be moving a lot of power into his hands, or into Santé Québec's hands. And they can decide one day when they wake up, when they've had their coffee, that they've heard too much about one certain organization and they're going to put some more requirements on them. And they can do that anytime they want. That's what this bill proposes right now.
So it gives sweeping powers to the minister, and we don't know when or how the minister can use them. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, if you were able to speak to Minister Carman, what would your message be if the government is serious about not just cohabitation, but also supporting safe consumption, which the government has admitted is necessary?
Yeah, they have. And from 2018 to 2025, the government has had a strategy to prevent opioid overdoses. And one of the measures in that was to open more safe consumption sites. So we're hoping that this goal is not abandoned. But what we'd like to see abandoned is this draft. Because right now the way it is constructed is not going to be helpful to anybody. It's not going to bring their goals to fruition. It's just going to make it harder for people to get the healthcare and services that they need, and it's just going to create more problems. Now, the ways that we want the government to help is to actually take the time to discuss with community organizations, to discuss with people who will be impacted by this, and to take the time to really understand what our expertise, what our autonomy is, and what our role is in working towards social justice and also bettering the quality of life for everybody around us. We need more resources for community organizations, basically, because for years now, our financing has been suffering. Ministers are not putting money into what we call La Mission Globale, which is a program that the government funds community organizations through. But we also need to protect and invest in more resources in harm reduction, and especially in homelessness prevention as well.
Olivier, thank you so much for coming on CKUT.
Thank you for having me.
Olivier Gauvin is the general coordinator of TOMS, the Montreal Roundtable for the Fight Against AIDS. They, along with the community sector roundtable group, Ryokum, and the umbrella organization for groups working in homelessness, the Khapsim, have co-written a brief opposing the bill, as Gauvin said, that you can find online at rapsim.org. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujon with the Local Journalism Initiative.